Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right there, and had it thrown right back in his face. Holiday throws it up, and Antetokounmpo with the slam. The punctuation mark.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Mike Breen, ABC on the call. I don't even know what the hell's going on, man, in this Milwaukee-Brooklyn series. This is like as insane a turnaround as we've seen. Now, I don't do the show on Friday, Ken, so you and Mark Melusis did the show. I think you actually had a great tweet on Thursday during Game 3, which was, this is one of the weirdest sporting events like I've ever seen in my entire life. Milwaukee winning that game 86-83. The series just continues to get weirder now. So Milwaukee wins yesterday 107-96. The series has turned on a dime. We're now tied at 2 games apiece. Giannis scores 30. He's flexing in the second half after Kyrie Irving goes out. I think that's interesting, by the way, that Giannis starts peacocking with Kyrie and James Harden out. Now he's like doing like the Superman routine. It's like, hey, buddy, give it a rest. You're getting your rear end handed to you and everyone's healthy. And now you're kind of showing up and showing out, right? Because the other team's down 2 of its 3 stars anyway. Kevin Durant's 28 points, not enough. Kyrie Irving leaves in the first half with a right ankle injury. He's leaving in a walking boot on crutches. We don't know if he's going to be good for tomorrow night for game number 5. Certainly doesn't look good. Maybe James Harden's going to be good to go in game number 5. Maybe he's not going to be good to go. And maybe it's just going to be the Kevin Durant show. And we'll get to the specifics here. We'll talk game 5 specifically. We'll talk series specifically in a second. Eastern Conference specifically. Milwaukee's now the favorite. They're the favorite in Game 5 in Brooklyn tomorrow night. They're the favorite overall in the series, Ken, after they win Game 4 yesterday and even the series up at 2 games apiece.
Yeah, we can. There's two kind of hats I kind of want to wear here. So one is sports fan, basketball fan, and then the other one is gambler. And we'll do a lot of gambling about the series during this segment, and then as it goes into the Power Hour game tomorrow, all that kind of stuff. And I think there are interesting gambling takes. Just as a NBA fan, somebody who's watched the playoffs for like 30 years, basically every game, try to never miss an NBA playoff game. I hate this postseason. I actually do. I hate it. And the reason I hate it is that the NBA playoffs are supposed to offer you something that other sports don't really have the opportunity to offer you, which is that the best teams in general make it to the end, and you get to have a long series in which it's, here's our best, here's your best, who is better? Like, who is better? Let's figure it out. Let's get to the bottom of this, right? Some of the really famous series we've had recently, I think about to like,
we're getting Warriors to the bottom of it.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah, so getting to the bottom of it a little faster than the other topic. So it's depressing to have a postseason in which, in each situation where we've been presented with two teams, where going into the series, there's a lot of excitement about here's what team A has, here's what team B has. Let's like actually answer the question. Let's answer the question of who is best, which is something the NBA can do that really no other sport does. Baseball postseason, more about who's hot at the right time. NFL, college football, NCAA tournament, they all kind of pride themselves on the upset, right? That the good team doesn't make it to the end, and we celebrate that. We celebrate the team in a one-game situation that advances. NBA is like, I want to see the best teams play each other over and over again.
In hockey, we see this all the time. Yep. Like we talked about with Tampa a couple years ago getting swept by Columbus after winning the President's Trophy.
Yep, you'll never see series prices in the NHL as high as they are in the NBA for that reason. we're not going to answer that question this year. We're just not. We're not going to answer the question. And part of the reason we're not, and we did a little bit on this in the first round, and I think we were almost ahead of the curve, honestly. The list of superstar players who have dealt with an injury or missed time is a staggering number. Every series so far has basically been impacted by not a role player, like not somebody who's like Dante DiVincenzo, who is like, which is okay, cool. Like that's awful for him, but that is not something which necessarily affects our conception of the series and answering the question of who is better. But super duper stars, all of whom define the league, all of whom had legacies at stake coming into the postseason. Now, all of this, it doesn't get an asterisk because we've had postseasons, only a couple really in history, which have had this many injuries or even close. But it just, I don't like that we're not even going to get close to the best two teams at the end. And I don't like the probability of a team that I would consider maybe not even in the top five winning the title. There's a very real chance we get one of those. And the teams remaining even are hanging by a thread from an injury standpoint. Utah hanging by a thread from an injury standpoint. Joel Embiid's knee at any moment goes. I mean, like, this is where we're at. There are five teams left. I mean, this is where we are. So it's just consuming this postseason has actually been kind of depressing. And I wish it turned out differently. The regular season kind of made that happen. But Milwaukee Brooklyn plays into this just perfectly because I think we answered the question, and I think the answer was Brooklyn, and I think it was clearly the answer. And yet that's not going to be who ends up winning the series, honestly. And that's, I don't know, I'm a little depressed by that. Not just as someone with Nets futures, and we can figure out a way to get around that from a betting standpoint, but that's what I love about the NBA playoffs, that best versus best. Let's actually like define the legacies of these star players, and we will have none of that in this postseason, which is a little depressing.
I do want to get into the betting implications.
Yep.
We will
do as much as you want. Yeah,
and we're going to do that in a second here, and I kind of am on the same page as you here. We're like, I kind of think Milwaukee's going to win the series now. I mean, unless...
They can easily win the title now.
Yeah. But here's where I want to push back a little bit on what you said, just from the fan perspective here, at least for game five tomorrow night of Brooklyn and Milwaukee, which I feel like is now, not that it wasn't must-see TV before, but let's just assume that Kyrie doesn't go and Harden doesn't go. I think that Kevin Durant's performance tomorrow night in game number five becomes the most must-see of all must-see television here. So I think that whereas this series was once incredibly boring, from the fan perspective, and we were kind of bemoaning this last week, being like, get Milwaukee out of our faces. You never want to see guys get hurt. The series is interesting now. I think the attention going into tomorrow night's game and my desire to watch the game could not possibly be higher tomorrow night, both as a fan and as a bettor now, with Kevin Durant potentially being the only of the big three to play tomorrow night for Brooklyn.
Sure. I mean, I guess we just see things kind of through two different lenses. My excitement for the game is completely diminished now because of this, because I think, what's at stake in this series? No matter what happens in the series, I will not view Giannis or the Bucks differently. If they win by 50 points tomorrow and win by 50 points in game six, I don't care. I don't care, and I will actively bet against them every postseason until they break up the team. Like, I just will, because we didn't learn anything. Like, we learned that they're way worse than Brooklyn. That's what we learned. And, cool, they're going to win. Great. Phoenix beat the Lakers. All these results have happened. The Raptors beat the Warriors, who ended up with basically no players left at the end. And, great. Congratulations to the Raptors fans on their title. As a Raptors fan, I'm sure it was awesome to go through that ride. Kawhi was amazing. All of these things are still, they're in history. They don't get an asterisk. But the legacies of the superstars is what we spend 99% of our time discussing with regard to the league. Giannis can't, there will be narratives, because there have to be out of this series, have to be narratives. But all of them will be fraudulent, because we just hit a pause button on their legacies. Don't learn anything about Giannis.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Okay,
tell me
what you can learn about him.
I'm just saying that I don't think that people are going to puff up Giannis's legacy.
It's already happening with Durant. Who has a take about Durant? Now we see one MVP versus one MVP, what it's like. Okay, cool. And the Bucks have the next best 18 players in the series. What are we even talking about?
They're
happening already.
Stuff.
They're already.
Yeah.
Durant's legacy is completely unblemished by anything that happens in the rest of the way. He's they're going to start a lineup tomorrow night of Bruce Brown, Blake Griffin, Joe Harris, and Nick Claxton.
Are people actually talking about Kevin Durant's legacy in regard?
Shows tweeted that last night. What are we talking about? It's not that I even want to push back against it. It's the worst, stupidest topic imaginable, because none of the legacies can be changed by the next two games. So that's what I mean. There's nothing at stake. There's nothing in Durant's legacy that's at stake. I guess if he were to win this series, we would like, but he's already held up as the best player in the league, basically. So like, it doesn't even like, does it even change a lot? There's nothing in Giannis's legacy that changes now. Now, if they get past Philly and Embiid stays healthy, okay, cool.
But like, and they beat the Clippers or whatever. Like, if that's the
might end up with an accidental title. Like, I mean, I just, and how are we supposed to view that historically? I'm supposed to like be like, yay, like, Giannis has reached a new level. That's what I'm supposed to.
Did anybody annoyed me yesterday. And like, it's his Greek on Greek crime. I'm Greek. I want to love him. But like, come on, man. Like, right. Really? Like, you're going to do that routine with the flexing and this, like, great. Like, you're beating a team with literally, like, they're the knight from Monty Python at this
score.
Point.
They can't score. What? And this is, we can get into some of the betting implications. The market is only interesting because we don't have like full clarity on that Kyrie or Harden are not going to come back or not. That's why there's ambiguity in the market, and Milwaukee's not a way bigger favorite to win the series. I honestly think if neither player comes back, Milwaukee should be like 90% to win the series. How is Brooklyn going to score points? Walk me through. And I was arguing with some people in various messages today, people that I talked about the NBA all the time, and they're like, well, like, I don't know. And I go, walk me through any Brooklyn possession. What's a good shot? Like Durant guarded by Tucker and then a double comes. That's a terrible shot. And like Durant can make that, but it's a really inefficient possession. Tell me anybody else on the court who can make like a one-on-one shot. This is Denver all over again. This is Denver. Like that's killed Denver in this series. You guard Jokic one-on-one with a competent defender. Nobody can make shots. If PJ Tucker can guard Durant half as good as he did in the previous game, even if Durant shoots more free throws, okay, cool. Durant goes 20 for 20 from the line tomorrow night. This could still be Lakers Suns when Davis got hurt. Like this could still be 40. Like it's just, there's so big a difference between the teams. I don't know if people like totally get that if those two guys don't return, this is over. Like it's way over. It's way over. It's not even close. Brooklyn can't score. Like I don't know what we're talking about.
But at least, but here's the good news. If you're a Brooklyn bettor, if you're a Nets fan, you've got a really experienced and well-regarded, well-respected head coach that's going to be able to make the adjustments
assistants
needed in
to
order
rely
to
on who totally have not folded in the spot before. And cool, like they can come up with stuff. And like a lot of people, the pushback was like, "Well, I mean, they have days off now," and I totally get it. Like they can play way better than they played in Game 4. Kyrie gets hurt. Energy totally gets sucked out of the team. They don't know what offense to run when Durant doesn't play. So Durant plays like 46 minutes, basically. So he's exhausted. Tucker's
coming off a torn Achilles in a shortened season. Like,
Tucker's
this could be
to,
a
like,
disaster,
German
too.
German suplex him all over the street. Yeah, so there's a lot of there's
Did
lot
Tucker
of reasons,
actually but, hit him with the Stone Cold Stunner yesterday? Did my eyes
read,
me?
I think I read that happened. I think we didn't have the camera angle, but I think if you saw it from the right angle. I think second spectrum, I think, had that.
So done. He's allowed to do that, but Jokic can't hit campaign in the face against ejected. Like, you got to be kidding me, man.
Well, that's a whole other thing. So it's just, like, I just wanted to kind of unload that because it does bug me. It's my favorite thing about the NBA playoffs. It's the only sport where we're almost guaranteed best versus best. Let's see who's actually better, and let's define the legacies of the players that way. We're not doing that at all in this postseason. We're just not doing it. It's just not happening, which is unfortunate.
You better you bet BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley running through the Bucks Nets. You know, what a shame what we're seeing in this series with Kyrie Harden both potentially out for the rest of the series here. All right, so let's turn our attention to the betting. And if like we don't finish it this segment, we'll take it into next segment. Game 5 tomorrow night. Bucks a 3-point favorite on the road. Total 218.5. Milwaukee minus 150 on the money line. Brooklyn plus 125. I mean, like, if I won't even want to take it a step further. You said it's 90%. If Kyrie and Harden don't come back,
well,
I think it's
again.
100%.
Right. I mean, we've done this. This
the series is over. It's done if these guys don't come back. Like, I don't want to hear people make a case for like, well, but maybe Brooklyn can do it. Like, Kevin Durant, you made it. I think you actually said it exactly right. Like, people are going to turn this into like an anti-Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant.
It already happened.
Kevin Durant could score 60 points tomorrow night and the Nets will still probably lose. Like, he's outmanned and outgunned. Like, we saw this happen with LeBron teams in Cleveland when it's LeBron and four guys. Tomorrow night could very well be Kevin Durant and four guys. Yes. Yeah.
The smacks of Lakers Suns in such an insane way. I can't believe these two series are happening like 2 weeks apart from each other. Like, what were we saying?
Except I think the Suns are legit. I don't think Milwaukee's legit. Milwaukee annoys me. I respect Phoenix.
Yeah, just formidable team, right? It doesn't even have to be as good as Phoenix, right? It's just formidable team that isn't stupid. Maybe Milwaukee. What an indictment of Milwaukee that they're not a bigger favorite, too, by the way. Like, what a huge indictment of your team. Durant, Bruce, Brett, like, Landry Shamet's going to have to take 20 shots tomorrow. You're not a bigger, like, what an indictment of this team.
I hate them. I'm a Knicks fan. It's in my contract as a Knicks fan to not root for the Nets. I'm rooting for the Nets. Now, listen, I'm going to bet on Milwaukee, but, like, I kind of want to see the Nets win.
Right.
Because what they're doing, and you know what's interesting here? The Eastern Conference prices. Brooklyn's still the favorite right now. Right, our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, to win these. Yeah. So it's basically like they, if Brooklyn can somehow like win one of the next two and get this to seven, they might realistically get Harden and Kyrie back for a game seven at home. And if that happens, they're winning that game by 25 points because Milwaukee will fold like a cheap suit in that moment.
I know. It just, it's tough to envision that because, like, this is the Anthony Davis thing, right? Oh, well, if he comes back, then blah, blah, blah. Suns, Lakers, the prices were skewed. Each market was totally different. He comes back and plays like 2 minutes. We aren't going to snap our fingers and these guys are going to be healthy. That's my biggest problem. I think Harden's, Nash says close. I think that's all smoke and mirrors. I actually think Harden's not close to returning. And Kyrie's in a walking boot 24 hours ago. He's going to play tomorrow night? Like, how many minutes? What is that? So I think your
best bet is to win one of the next two and then get it back to Brooklyn for game seven. And hopefully you get one of them back.
Yeah, I mean, good. I just don't know how they score enough. You and I are twisted up in knots on Sixers and Nets to win the East. So I can't, like, there aren't bets I can make here that are valuable. If you have no position on the Eastern Conference...
Hold on. Let's tease this. We'll do this on the other side. Because on the other side, I'm going to ask Ken Barkley, what should you, dear listener and dear viewer, do about the series price? How should you bet Eastern Conference futures? And I'm going to ask Ken how to bet game number five with the Bucks and the Nets. And then we'll talk the Suns and the Nuggets right after this.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Just an update right now at Euro 2020 and 2021. Spain and Sweden somehow still scoreless going into the 80th minute, which is crazy. And like, obviously, as the shows come on the air, I'm not like I have the match on here. Not really watching it, though. Just on Twitter during the commercial break. Apparently, Spain should be winning like 15-0. Which is awesome because I'm sitting on Sweden plus a goal and a half. So
yeah.
I'm
well, let me ask you this: how does this affect Spain's legacy, though? If they don't win this match, how does it? What's at stake here?
I can answer that question seriously.
It's fine. A lot of people were surprised that we were talking legacies last segment. That was really interesting.
Shout out to Will Brinson, who's like a good friend of ours. And like Will, a good friend of mine, comes on the show a lot, like popular NFL personality for CBS Sports, texted me during the break and wrote in the YouTube chat, love hearing you boys break down the narratives. He's being sarcastic. Like Will is a friend. So it's tongue in cheek there. Like the whole point of that is like, we're mocking like this, these ridiculous
conversations. You can actually put them all away. They all go away for the next month because of this stupid compressed season pandemic. Everyone's like stepping wrong and getting hurt for every single series. Like, what are we learning? Nothing. So, okay, we can enjoy the basketball and then no legacy talk the entire month, basically. That's my point.
You know what really grinds my gears? It's some of you people out there that feed into this BS that I can't watch a sporting event now. Jokic gets ejected last night, and I swear to God, on my father's grave, the first thing I think, God, the takes are going to be insufferable because of this. I am going to have to see the dumbest of the dumb, the take. Should Jokic have to give his MVP trophy back? Is Chris Paul actually the MVP because Jokic got ejected in a potential closeout? I am preemptively angry about all of this. And the reason this is allowed to happen is because of you people that engage with it, that will say, LMAO, you believe this? Retweeting some stupid list. Guess what? The person that wrote the list doesn't believe it, so neither should you. Ignore it. Make our lives better for it. Okay, now let's talk about games, which is the purpose of this show. Should be all sports content. Games, bets, sports.
Laughs.
Laughs and laughs.
Yeah. Hopefully, yells. Apparently today, yells. Apparently, it's not so much.
Hopefully, some winning bets as well. Again, Spain and Sweden scoreless here in the 82nd minute. All right. Sounds like you like the Bucks tomorrow night. Now, are you looking to bet this now? Are you looking, like, what are you looking to do here? Bucks a 3-point favorite, 218.5, Milwaukee -150 tomorrow night on the money line in Brooklyn. Tyler just wrote in the chat that Kyrie, is that official, Tyler? Kyrie ruled out for game 5?
No, you stole my thought. That's
okay. Yeah, it was just reported by Shams.
Okay.
Oh, Shams, you're killing me on this show. I was going to say, I think there's like a 0% chance he plays, and I'd bet Milwaukee right now. That's what I was about to say. So we can see. If there is a market impact, obviously the number is kind of built in that neither of them are playing. I would have a hard time believing the number ever comes down was going to be my argument. So I would have bet Milwaukee the second that you would have heard it from me. I would have bet Milwaukee in the series to win the game. And then I would also I can't bet Milwaukee. Like, I have positions on the Nets and the Sixers to win the East. I'm entangled up in knots. I think I said that last segment. I can't. Like, there's no position on Milwaukee that I love here, right? If you have no positions on anybody to win the series, like you're just coming in with a clean account, you bet Milwaukee to win the series. They're not going to play. Like, this is Anthony Davis in the lake. Like, this is the exact carbon copy of the series all over again. The only reason the numbers are what they are in the market is that there's hesitancy about saying there's a 0% chance those guys return. And Nash has comments today that Harden is close to returning. I'll believe it when I see it. When that happens, how many minutes are they playing? Do they aggravate their injury within 40 seconds of playing basketball? Like, I just, there's all kinds of unanswered questions there.
And that's the thing with the Harden injury. Harden's a hammy. Like, that's good when it's good. And if it's not good, he's re-aggravating it, and then he's done. So, right. Like, they can't rush him back. It's not like an Embiid thing where he can play on it and, like, we'll see what happens. Like, Harden actually can't play on the hamstring. We've seen this happen in sports a million times. Guys rush back from hamstring injuries. They re-aggravate it, and it gets worse, and then they're done. They can't risk it. They got to hope they can win one of these next two and roll the dice.
Yeah, I know. I have to hold out hope that Brooklyn does something I think they have, like, no chance of doing, which is winning. I can try to, like, buy out of this stuff and do some convoluted stuff. If you have no position, I like the Bucks now that both players aren't going to play tomorrow night. Even if Harden plays, and I'll do you one better, if we do the show tomorrow night and Harden plays and the number comes down, I think I would bet more on Milwaukee in that situation. I actually would. I actually think that's, like, that might actually end up hurting Brooklyn in a one-game situation, even though obviously they're way better with him when he's fully healthy. There's just this is Anthony Davis all over again. That's exactly what this is. And it's upsetting because, again, playoffs. But betting standpoint, you got no positions. I would bet Brooklyn to win the series, Milwaukee to win the series. Like, high minus ones. I mean, think about what happens.
And
they're minus 130.
They're minus 130 Milwaukee to win the series.
No, they're not. Right now?
I saw minus 130 Nets plus 105. Well, this was pre-Kyrie out for game 5 announcement. But I'm taking my notes before the show. Bucks minus 130 Nets plus 105.
So normally we can look forward in the series and kind of project, like, all right, well, the games in X city will be this and the games in Y city will be this spread when we have no injury report, right? Think about how elastic this spread is if Milwaukee wins by a lot tomorrow night and Kyrie and Harden don't play. What do you think game 6 is in Milwaukee, right? Like, I mean, 9? Like, I mean, just like what are we even talking? Like, the difference between these teams is astronomical if these two teams don't play. I think you have to bet Milwaukee if you have no positions. That's, like, the crazy part. Yeah, Tyler's saying minus 130 in the chat right now. If Kyrie's not playing tomorrow night, like, how awesome do you think he's? Just if you bet the Lakers against the Suns, how did you feel watching, even before Davis hurts his groin, like, how did you feel watching him when he was out there, like, running around for a little bit before he goes down in a heap? Like, That's how you're going to feel. Even if they come back, it's not a magic elixir. Like, they're both seriously injured, and they need until next regular season to get healthy. And
they need Our
happen.
Lady of the Lake to give them a heart container to
something.
Help them on their journey.
They need something. Yeah, some kind of, like, you know, magic bottle or whatever. We got to get that going. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I am right now, which stinks. I'll also tell you, if we confirm that Harden's not playing tomorrow, which I think is, like, almost 100%, I also like the under in the game. I think the Nets can field a lot of five-man lineups that actually play. They'll be a plus defensively. That'll be their one thing tomorrow. They'll be, like, all energy and all defensive plays, and it'll last a pretty long time, and then they won't make any shots. So I think the under in the game is actually a pretty good bet too, once we know Harden's not playing.
I think Philadelphia, spoiler alert for the Power Hour, I think Philly's going to roll tonight. I like Philly against Atlanta. If indeed Philly wins, I think a 3-1 series lead. Philly's plus 200 right now to win the Eastern Conference. Is that a bet that's worth making for people that want to get some Eastern Conference action right now? Milwaukee plus 175, Brooklyn plus 160, Atlanta plus never going to happen.
Now that we're in the playoffs, and now that you see what the lay of the land is from a health standpoint, I think you only want to bet one game or a couple games or a series mid-series in front of you. I don't think you ever want to bet too far in front of you, because the likelihood of an injury is just too great. That's what we've seen so far. So I'm not going to bet Philly and then Joel Embiid's leg falls off tomorrow. I mean, there's just no way. And it's like, we laugh. Okay, well, 19 superstars have had injuries. And this, I mean, it's just completely ridiculous. And if anything, you almost want to, like, wait for that to happen. Maybe the market's kind of like shock to the system. You don't get kind of the numbers that should be there because there's so much change going on. Then you probably bet Milwaukee against Philly in that series when that happens. Like, these are the opportunities I think are being created, not the opportunities to be like, well, 3 weeks from now, I think X is going to happen. I think it's more, you got to be thinking more short term than this now that we've seen how the playoffs have played out.
I should have known this NBA postseason was going to suck when Julius Randle couldn't make the shot to save his life in game one of that Knicks-Hawks series.
Remember when the Knicks made it? How long ago? It was like 6 months? How long ago was that?
You know what? It feels like a fever dream, honestly. Like, it never actually happened.
Is that the NCAA tournament?
The NCAA tournament feels more real to me than that Knicks-Hawks series, and it feels like it never happened. BetQL Audio Network, Costas Barkley here on a Monday, breaking down the NBA postseason. Let's touch on, we got a lot of time to do it because they're going to have a lot of time off before the Western Conference final begins. But listen, shout out to the Phoenix Suns, who made me up. They were, to paraphrase Sammy Sosa, very, very good to me over the
course
of the
last. Best series to bet.
By far. I mean,
props were A++++. Couldn't get better props.
Yeah. Phoenix in every game comes through and covers the spread. They sweep Denver. Shout out to the Nuggets. Great. I mean, things would have obviously been different. I don't know if they would have won the series, but he got Jamal Murray. Obviously, it's a different story. Jokic, obviously great. He gets ejected. We can talk about that if we want to. Just absolutely insane that that happened. Like, just, there is no other MVP caliber player in the NBA that gets ejected for doing that. If that happened to LeBron James, I tweeted last night, they would have ejected Cameron Payne and thrown him in Guantanamo Bay. If LeBron hits Cameron Payne, Payne gets ejected and gets thrown into Gitmo. They throw Jokic out down 3-0 in a home playoff game. Absolutely ridiculous from the Bush League garbage NBA officiating. Chris Paul was the best player on the court last night, 37-7. Absolutely ridiculous. So Phoenix now, Ken, plus 375 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, to win the NBA championship, plus 135 to win the West, Utah plus 120, the Clippers plus 320. And as another angle, potentially to hit here, if you're interested in Phoenix to win the West, Chris Paul, or to win the championship, Chris Paul plus 1,200 to win finals MVP. So unpack it for us, Ken. Your takes on Phoenix advancing now to the Western Conference final, dominant fashion over the Nuggets.
I don't see a bet worth making right now because we only have three teams left, right? And it's like, all right, what is Phoenix going to be against both teams? Small dog to Utah, probably something similar to what we saw with Clippers Utah. The difference between these teams is so small, and the market reflects that the difference between the teams is small. So I don't think there's a way to, like, get ahead of something. And you might be like, well, should I bet the Clippers because, you know, they have the longest odds and we like them in the series? I'd rather just bet them to win the series because, again, what happens 5 days from now when Kawhi steps wrong? Like, we can't play this out like this. It's a waste of time to a certain extent. The easiest thing to do is just bet. Let's bet game to game. Let's go, like, very short, you know, series of time in front of us. Clippers to win the series. We bought low on that with the idea that Donovan Mitchell maybe starts to get more injured. That has come to fruition, and Conley's still not
crazy.
Returning.
This is like the Oregon Trail. Like, it's wild.
Yeah, but it's just, but
like, you've got dysentery. You have a sprained ankle.
But I mean, and the funny thing is, like, okay, so this is a betting show, and we're telling you, like, these are actually the angles to be taking advantage of. I'm diddly D. These are the angles to kind of be taking advantage of. It's not like, well, 17 days from now, like, this team's going to be super valuable. No, it's, what is the shock to our system right now? What's the news that's just come out? What is the proper reaction to that? Like, are all the markets moving efficiently? We've had so many of these events, way more than any other postseason. Like, that's where the betting discussion should be. The uncertainty. The uncertainty should create valuable betting opportunities. And that's what's happening in the East right now. And I think with the Clippers-Jazz series, it's still happening. And you and I will obviously get into that more as we go.
I do. I want to bring it back to the East for just one second here in Game 5 tomorrow night with the Bucks and the Nets, because I feel like a very popular, at least discussion, if not just bet that everyone's going to make.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant points. Yep.
Well, how high do you think it's going to be? So he's been 32 and a half when Kyrie's been playing.
How high would it have to be for you to bet the under?
Even at the number it's at right now, I probably wouldn't bet it if it was minus 115 each way. He's going to take a billion shots, but like they're going to be the most inefficient shots on earth. I mean, you think Milwaukee doesn't know what the offense is? You think they're not preparing? They know. Now that here's the thing, they know Kyrie's out now. Like you think they don't have a plan? I mean, this is just like it's just going to be inefficient Durant shots. Now maybe he does 40 on 18 for 37 from the field. I mean, it'll be mid 30s. It'll be 34 and a half or 35, probably something like that. Curry number.
What's a crazy butterfly effect, man? I don't understand how Brooklyn lost game 3. I don't understand what Bruce Brown was thinking. Like, F it. This is my time to shine. YOLO. Let me drive it to the basket. Idiot. Now your team's going to go home. Jerk. Moron. And we're going to lose money as a result. Hour number 2 coming up for you on the other side. Hour 1 done. Dennis Bernstein's going to join us to break down the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're going to talk about an NFL team that could be getting too much hype. But kicking us off, Will Capper, Drew Dinsick joins us. Nick and Ken, hour number 2 on a Monday.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.